She's affectionately known by most as Miss Ruth, and those who know her best are quick to speak of her dedication and volunteer work. Ruth Beavers was born in Minden. By age 13, she had moved to Northeast Louisiana. Living in the country early on, her first trip to Monroe introduced her to the city.
Now, I was a little country girl, you might say. I lived with my grandparents, and they had a farm in East Carroll Parish. You know, it was a little different, but I enjoyed it because there was opportunities here and a lot more things to do.
A visit to a friend's house in the afternoon, maybe roller skating or catching a movie on the weekend, were common during her high school days. Ruth recalls some familiar names from her graduating class at Washita Parish High School.
Oh, there was 267, I think. I graduated with Fred Hunefelt, Harry Liner, and those.
She studied business at Northeast Junior College, and during her studies there, she met the man she would marry. His work at Brown Paper Mill soon finished, and shortly after they tied the knot, the couple moved to Houston. With both their mothers being widowed, it wasn't too long before they decided to return to the area. It was here where Ruth says she saw the importance of volunteer work through her mother in the Retired Senior Volunteer Program.
She was, as far as I know, one of the earlier RSVP members here. She was doing that after I had married and everything. It gave her something to do, and she enjoyed it very much.
It was a program that she would eventually take part in, helping local muscular dystrophy campaigns. It was also her mother's work as a nurse that influenced her longstanding volunteer work with St. Francis Medical Center. In responding to an ad, Ruth heard about volunteer opportunities. She felt her experience in floral decoration would be a good fit for one station in need.
So I went to the gift shop, and I was there for about 4 years, and they needed some help in other areas. And I went to surgery waiting, and that was even better. I loved it.
She served as St. Francis Auxiliary President for the past 6 years and is a member of the St. Francis Medical Center Foundation Board of Directors. Her love of gardening and the outdoors found a way to serve at Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge. She accompanied a friend to an informational meeting. They signed on to help on the weekends.
I worked with her for about 6 or 8 years. Our afternoon was Saturday afternoon, but she eventually got cancer and passed on.
She stepped back from the weekend duty after the loss of her friend, but still lends a hand during special events at the refuge. Going beyond what she enjoys, Beavers, a cancer survivor herself, is also active with the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life each year. She feels most people today get the wrong idea about volunteering, that many don't recognize the commitment to a needed position. And while one's own responsibilities are important, the act of volunteering serves a different yet worthwhile purpose.
It does give you an outlet. Even if you still have family at home, it's a way of getting away and just being on your own and helping people. And that's the part I like. It's just, I'm there to help people.
For Miss Ruth, volunteering is a simple choice of meeting a need, doing something you enjoy. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.